They found you, man. The Swifties found you. They found your home.
They found my home.
They're coming.
They did try to dox me today. It's still not over. It's still going. My phone's been blowing up. It's been nice. It's funny trying to talk to a cult member, basically.
That's crazy that they, you know, even in 2023, they all got their hands on the anarchist cookbook.
Bingo.
My name's Stretch.
This is the last time you mess with Stretch.
And Fade.
It's still a great Barnes & Noble find.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking T-Swift fans, they're suddenly diving into Ted's work. They're figuring out how to...
Ted K?
Ted K, man. TK. Big TK.
I do love TK. But yeah, no, it's been great. People have been calling misogynistic all day. It's been the only time where I can justifiably joke and be like, that's right, I am a misogynist. Because they just look so stupid that it's just like...
You caught me
red-handed, dude. There it is.
Let's let the record show, too, that people have been sending you random Austin, Texas homes.
Yeah. Which I was going to like... We're making a video possibly about it, because the quote tweets are really, really funny. A lot of like weird Tay voodoo, like weird Taylor Swift voodoo shit. I've been seeing a lot of those tweets, but a lot of like addresses. And the problem with that was like, well, I'm just not going to put random people's full address.
Yeah.
We could probably show a picture of the like houses without any of the numbers or something, but it's like really fucking weird, man.
Yeah, I mean, what's really great about that is when they go bomb a random family's home.
They're going to go and like literally, but that's the thing though, is like they're so fucking stupid that it's like,
bro,
they're going to fucking call in a SWAT team on one of these poor people's houses.
Dude, they're going to do the swarm, but they're going to get away with it.
Yeah, they're going to do the swarm finally. I wish that was a real story. A real story. I was bummed to hear that it wasn't. I mean, the thing about it is that it could be true. I mean, like it's essentially what that movie is.
Yeah.
Or that show is it supposed to allude to it being Beyonce? Is that kind of the thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think Donald was just trying to say that you could see a Beehive member going that far.
Oh, totally. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Bro. I can't get it out of my head, just like a group of fucking awkward 16-year-olds walking up to a house and throwing a grenade through the front window and being like, that's what would be shit about Taylor and Meat Canyon.
Yeah, some poor retired worker who just like some fucking 73-year-old dude who's been retired for like 2 years. He's like, huh? And then just fucking explodes, just peeling off all of his skin.
Yeah, he's just some war vet, and it lands in his lab, and he's like, oh, no.
No! It'd be really, really funny if... actually, it wouldn't be funny. I'm not going to put that out there. That's evil juju. But I think that... I just can't believe that it's possible that Taylor Swift someone hasn't tried to assassinate her at one of those stadium tours.
Holy fuck, man.
How the fuck is that not possible?
I mean, bro, she's got so much
MLK
money.
Got it. JFK got it.
Well, those, but the Sia wanted them out. The different kind of Sia, you know?
Yeah, Elastic Heart Sia.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've got thick skin and an elastic.
That's why she's faceless, man. She's a psyop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She operates at the highest level, dude.
Crazy old googly bitch with that fucking weird-ass wig. Doesn't she have like a child captive or something like that? Or she like wants to own a child, like this child that she works with all the time.
No,
have you heard about that?
No, I think this is what they do in Guantanamo. They just put kids in there because they feel like it.
Have you seen Sia without the bangs?
Yeah.
Not what I expected, dude.
Really?
No.
It's kind of what I expect. She's just regular.
I guess, yeah. She's just way older than I expected, I guess.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with her look. She's just like hauntingly old. Like, and what makes it creepier too is the stories about her trying to capture this small child. I guess she's already captured her. Keeping hold of this child does choreographed dances in
She was so good in the music video, Sia was like, I gotta keep her, you know? Like, I need this for myself.
Well, yeah, dude. I mean, I was gripped by that Elastic Heart music video back in the day. That was when everyone was like, oh, Shia LaBeouf is hot. I remember that era. Because he had a beard. Remember that?
Yeah.
And then, that was the only reason. Like, oh, he's hot now.
But then everyone found out he shot dogs to...
shot dogs, and he just punches women in the face until all their fucking teeth are gone. Puts Tic Tacs in all their empty gum slots and just fucking beats the living hell out of them. Has a mental break and goes and watches like 4.5 days worth of all of his work in a movie theater.
Dude, it's method.
That is true.
Sorry, you said hauntingly old, and that made me think of Gary Busey for some reason.
That is another hauntingly old. That's not even like old. That's just like timeless. That's like eternal.
Yeah. That's Merlin. That's fucking Merlin.
Yeah, it's like literally a fucking, like a wizard, like a meth addict wizard. Gary Busey's always kind of had that little bit of zest, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that smile is just, you know, it's just crazy.
Smile in those eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the Crypt Keeper. If the Crypt Keeper had skin, yeah, that's what Gary Busey would look like.
Wow, dude, yeah, it really is just that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I hope the Taylor Swift fans come bomb your fucking house, dude.
I hope they do, too, so I can get some insurance money.
Yeah, man, that would just be a good story.
If they killed me, my wife would get, like, a really great life insurance check.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were kind of talking about that, where I was like, well, if she killed you, like, I would get a big payday. If I got killed, you would get a big payday. One of us just has to survive to reap the reward, is all that it is.
Right, one of us has to survive.
Yeah, one of us just needs to survive.
Air quotes, survive.
I'd fake my own death and split the money with her.
Yeah, of course you would, man.
No brainer. Actually, you know what? I'd have her fake her death because I don't want to have to leave the country. I like where I'm at. Because that's the thing is that if you did that, you'd have to leave the country, probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
How would you? Like, if I went somewhere, I'd go to like Canada. Like, I wouldn't go far. I'd just go north.
Yeah. What? It counts.
It does count, dude.
Yeah, it does.
Different country, man.
Yeah, man. That's cool though. That's cool that, you know, you're in Taylor Swift lore.
Yeah.
They're gonna add you to the Tumblr and then be like, this is, you know,
that I got like 4 or 5 songs on my playlist from Taylor, dude. I listen to some Taylor Swift songs. In no way am I criticizing Taylor. What's the funniest part about all of this? Is that they're all taking it at face value from the thumbnail.
Right.
Like, any of them have actually seen the video. And it's funny because all the people ringing and them just being so stupid only proves the point of the video, like what I was trying to even say in the video.
Nick.
But, you know, I hope she keeps dating Travis because we need those points for Chiefs.
So. Yeah, by the way, your microphone just dropped out of nowhere. I don't know why.
Probably because I see Nick over there fucking with buttons a bunch. What'd you do, Nick?
There you go. Okay, he's mad loud now.
This, hold on. I'm trying to prevent this peaking shit.
Am I peaking, like, bad?
Well, like, everything I'm doing is not working. So it's like...
Music to his ears. Nick?
People are going to be pissed, dude, because last week, did you listen to our podcast at all?
No, I've had my head in the sand. I've not wanted anything to do with my own self. Is it bad?
Well, my mic is terrible. I don't know what the fuck happened, but it's like unlistenable. I literally commented on the video being like, sorry about the quality of the microphone. Damn, I want people to know that just because I get views, it doesn't mean that I am any way
technically apt.
Yeah.
That's okay.
We try our best here, and it works sometimes. And some days you come in, and it's just like everything doesn't want to work. So it's like, yeah. What the fuck are we supposed to do?
Yeah, that's all right, man.
Here, can we take a second?
Let's take a second for Nick.
Talk Hunter.
Hello, 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 hello.
Is he loud? right now? Can you hear him?
Hello?
Yeah, he's good. He's good.
Oh, he's good? Okay, hold on. Still testing. Hold on. Because talk, Hunter.
Hi.
Why is Nick louder than Hunter?
Nick, if you want to be a podcaster, you can just say it. Wait, if this is your way of telling Hunter like you want to be more of a voice, you know, you don't got to do it so publicly. You know, it's an open floor at all times, man.
And another one busts the dust. Why can I not conquer love?
Can you talk loud, Hunter?
I'm talking loud.
God, this sucks. Holy shit.
And another one busts the dust.
Don't get it. I'm sorry.
Why can I not conquer love?
Oh, my God.
I'm still
well, all right, let's try it.
That
scream on
an elastic heart.
Is the audio just unusable?
That was? Yeah.
I feel like it was fine before you changed
something.
Yeah,
you touched something and it went bad. It was fine before that.
Well, like, I mean, over here it was... My mic's
Nick,
muted too.
Nick, you'd be the worst person to defuse a bomb. Oh my God, dude. We'd be fucking dead, bro. We would be fucking dead, bro. Oh my God.
Like,
the blue is connected to blue.
Yeah, blue's connected to.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
This is staying in, Nick. This is staying in, dude. I'm sorry, man, but I'm not sorry. Let me not lie. I am not sorry that this is staying in.
Like,
no, it's all good, man. This is hilarious. Are we live on the recording?
We're live on mine.
I mean, I'm recording. We're live on mine. Bro, you said hauntingly old. She's not hauntingly old.
She's kind of just like a lady.
Why can't...
I don't know, man.
She's just regular.
Play.
She's beautiful, dude.
No, I just mean like compare her to Gary Busey. Okay, all right, all right, all right. All right. All right. She's looking a little aged.
I've got thick skin and an elastic heart.
That's inspiring, man. You could be so regular and so popping.
It's that wig, dude.
It's genius, bro.
It is genius. Ironically, it's a very good idea. She's put big ass fucking goofy ribbons on her head and shit.
That's what I'm about to do when I'm doing stand-up comedy at 65 years old.
Fucking Dr. Seuss character or some shit.
With my young voice changer.
Hey, oh. Noel.
No. I'll be like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and like you're getting your dick sucked, right? Because I'm 21.
I won't even play. Do you have headphones in your...
I do. I'm
obsessed. This is good, man.
Why can't I hear it? I don't get it. Cringe, dude. This is cringe.
Nick, when he can't get his dick hard, be like, babe, this is cringe, dude.
It just won't play. I don't know. It's not playing.
When Nick's penis slips out of the condom and then he slips out of... Oh, cringe, dude.
In no way am I criticizing Taylor. What's the funniest part about all of this is that they're all taking it at face value.
What's that? You hear that?
I don't think any of them have actually...
The playback sounded
awful. So...
I did love TK.
Oh yeah,
but yeah, no, it's been great. People have been calling me.
This is unusable. Thank God we stopped. That.
wait, hold on. We have the Zoom recording though, right? Yeah, the Zoom recording's okay.
Oh, then you just want to use that Zoom recording?
Yeah, it's totally normal. That's totally normal. Yeah, he just got quiet.
Yeah, I'll just change it back.
I think Nick hit his head. No, I'm kidding.
Which one?
All right.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. Speak again, Hunter.
Hello.
Turn him way down. What the hell?
Hello.
Go like about half on that. Go back a half on that.
Hello.
That's
hello. Hello.
That's better.
Hello.
All right, let's just talk normal. See how that gets on.
Hello?
Yeah, that's good. That's perfect.
Hello?
That's fine. Yeah, that sounds great. We can also AI this audio.
I'm a...
Nah, let's just use a Zoom recording. Dude, fucking Dax Shepard and them use Zoom recordings. We're good.
Dax Shepard and his beautiful wife?
Yeah.
This is work.
And his beautiful wife?
Yep.
And his beautiful wife.
You going into a trance there, Hunter? And his beautiful
wife. I'm praying.
And his beautiful wife.
I get to have sex with Dax Shepard's wife before I die.
Yeah, keep praying, buddy.
I'm going to keep praying.
Keep asking the big man upstairs to help you out with that.
Does Dax Shepard, is his podcast pretty huge still?
Yeah.
What is it called? Armchair something? Isn't that his deal, right?
Yeah, armchair expert. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. You good? Do you need to answer anything else?
I think we're good.
Dude, I got a... Can we stream a video?
Sure.
I feel like this one is up your alley, man. Let me pull it up. Hold on. Oh, yeah. All right, this is me in... I'm going to put this in the Stretch and Fade Telegram. This is me in Hunter's bathroom. Me in Hunter's bathroom be like... Speaking of rolling around in the mud, me in Hunter's bathroom be like... What do you feel when you watch this?
I'm intrigued. Got some pig play. Roll around the mud.
I like that this one's in 2x speed.
The problem, too, is she has the tiles. Like, all that mud's going to get in the grout.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Better than carpet, but still.
Yeah.
My little piggy princess, dude. Almost got a fucking close-up of her pig there. Good Lord, when she rolled around. That's beautiful makeup, dude.
Pretty expert.
You think I'm beautiful? Yes, I do. Oh, so he knows that she's a pig.
Yeah.
That feels kind of nice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Posty. What does Post Malone say there? Click that one.
Favorite lyric off my new album, Austin. I call her Shrek because she got a donkey.
We'll have to mute that part.
Okay.
Just for copyright.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're not allowed to have fun on YouTube. No fun allowed. What do you think is the most depraved thing you could do for OnlyFans? Like, if you had to start one, what do you think you'd do?
If I had to do one, I'd do some, like, Pain Olympic shit.
Really?
Probably. That's about the most depraved thing, I think, that you could do on OnlyFans.
No. I mean, like in your actual appetite, what is the thing you think you could do?
What's the thing I think I could do?
Yeah, like, genuinely, mentally, what's, like...
You know what I would love to do, honestly, with my big, bulbous body? Is put, like, an iPhone on the ground and, like, tilt it up against the wall and just, like, slow jerk my shit.
Mm.
That's just, like, all the content I do is just slow jerking. Because that one dude that does it, what's his name? The guy's like, I'm gonna come.
What's his name? Steamy Bull?
Yeah, Dreamy Bull.
Dreamy Bull.
I'm like, that guy's got it made, dude. He's just coming left and right, just beating the shit off. The thing about that, too, is he's smart. You don't have to have anybody else. Just jacking off.
Well, you know what's crazy too is he went viral the way pop stars hope to get viral. Like, just the audio of him.
I'm gonna come. The amount of people I've seen, like, edit that audio, too, is so good. Yeah, yeah. I'd probably do that. All my stretch marks on my belly and shit, just hanging out. Come on the floor. And I do some stuff, too, and I'd have a lot of little artistic touches that people know it's me.
Oh,
is like what? You would never fully see my face. You just see like my neck beard. After I got done making my make, it would just be on the floor. And then you would just hear me breathing for like maybe like 15, 20 seconds before the recording stopped.
Oh, my God. It's the millennial pause. It's just.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd attract that many subscribers, because if I'm going depraved, I want money, you know. I think I'd have to like cake fart or something to really, really get it going, because I don't think I inherently have, you know, fetishized features. You know what I mean?
It's yeah. Like, well, that's the thing, is like I feel like I could out earn the fuck out of you on OnlyFans.
Come on now.
Absolutely.
Nah.
People like, because the people that like big, you know, bears and shit like that, like me.
It's a big market. It's
nice, like a little Porky Pig short cock. I'd be like a very specific type, and I'd clear some paychecks out of some people, dude. I'd be people's little. I'd have a lot of pay pigs, dude.
Nah, see, I think I'd clear you, because I would try to add the personal aspect. You know, I'd be doing the one on ones, phone calls. DMs.
I would do the one on ones. Absolutely, would do the one on ones. I do the thing too, where I would have bonus content that you could tip me for, and I'd absolutely answer DMs. Oh, you want a private session? And people would just sit there and they would look at my extremely small, red, angry penis as I'm slow jerking it to like old LL Cool J songs and shit.
Yeah. It would be impressive to get a slow jerk out of a tiny little acorn, you know?
It would, yeah. I do the weird thing too, where it's like you do it the backwards hand. You know, frontwards, you're like doing it backwards. I do that, and I wouldn't ever say a word though. I just do.
I'm fucking offended. You think you'd clear me though on Earth?
I think the comments would agree. I just feel like I would absolutely fucking clear you. Like, honestly,
I'm honestly,
our life would be a fucking role reversal overnight if it came down to that. Okay. Right. Don't even fucking test me on that shit, dude. I got that like weird,
I don't know, maybe
curious, like Dr. Seuss body. Like I would become an icon.
I don't know, man. I think we might have to put down the mics and see who's really, who's really about it.
Start opening up some apps on our phones and start uploading. Yeah.
That'd be fucking awesome.
We who out everything. When I'm on, that would be an awesome YouTube video.
Yeah.
Over the course of a month, who out earns one another?
Nah, dude, you think a month is long enough? Come on, man, we got to go a year. We need some data. You know,
I think a month would be pretty funny to see the drastic nature. Because what would happen with you is, I think that you would try doing some like bullshit Markiplier stuff where it's like, oh, he shows his ass crack. Like you would do that, some weird tasteful shit in that Kim Kardashian house of yours. Then after a while, I think that you would get like desperate and start hate fucking and stuff like that on OnlyFans.
I wish
I was hate fucking from the beginning. I'm clearing now.
No, man. I ain't getting desperate, man. Come on. I'm coming out the gates.
It would fuck you up too the next week when I show up and I'm wearing like a Rolex.
Nah.
You're like, wait, what? Daddy got paid.
I go immediately to Ralph's and I buy four fucking apple pies just straight to go farting in them and jerking it. Just slamming my ass in a fucking pie on camera.
If you, your tiny little ass going into an apple pie farting would be so funny.
Be fucking for real, dude. You like,
I just don't know if people could.
You always got jokes about my ass because you're always looking, dude.
I just don't know if people would fantasize over that tiny ass. Versus, and the other thing too is your ass would fit in a literal apple pie tray.
In your mind.
And my dreams.
In your dreams, dude.
Mine would be like my hole would barely not consume.
We need a fucking excavator shovel to fucking.
Literally. I'd have a mini
bobcat fucking bulldozer is what we'd put your
ass. That's what I put my ass. I'd bring the slow-mo guys out, and that's how I would sit on my pie. And then it would sit, it would squish, and then it would do that really close. They do that like super detailed zoom in with like the slow-mo, you know, like the super, super detailed up close. Dog. And then you would just see that, you'd almost see the shit particles and air particles leaving my assholes. I start farting and all the breadcrumbs and little juices of the pie floating up, bouncing everywhere.
And then,
My ass would look like the Joker's face paint when it was done, dude.
Nah, man. And then you get like meme editors like cropping in and putting it on TikTok, and they're like, earthquake from aerial view in Turkey.
Yeah. I probably won't do that if I, yeah, I mean, you know, the only problem is I think I would go too far, and then people would be like, I'm not paying for this smut anymore.
Mm, yeah.
Like there's that YouTube video. Wait, I don't know if it's, I can't remember if it was on, I saw it on YouTube the first time. One of my buddies showed me this video of this guy who just likes eating diarrhea. And that was like intense. And I'm pretty sure I saw that on YouTube. And even I was just like, that's like a bit much. Like, I think like uploading a video of you eating, like eating diarrhea, like it's a scorpion bowl or some shit from like a Tropicana bar.
Like it's acai.
Fucked.
New acai bowl, self-made. I only know that guy from TikTok who like posts videos of like Dookie in his hand. It'll be an edit, like he'll stitch something and they'll just
one of the most vile ones I saw was a guy, it might be the same guy, I can't remember, some guy walks into a porta potty and puts his hand down and like swirls it and picks up the whole contents of it, like the diarrhea shit and toilet paper, and squeezes, and it like all mushes out of his hands into the porta potty and he just walks out. That's insane. Ovi, pull that video up. It's you could probably find it.
Oh my god, man! Oh, you know when the you know because you did that video like trying the alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch that one?
I only got to watch part of it.
Yeah.
What? I'm telling the truth. I'm not fucking lying to you. Like I watched the whole thing. I'm just saying that's got to be, you know, you got to one up all these other YouTubers, man. Like we took 10 different Andy Gump basins, and we're going to see if I can tell what's in it, and just fucking arm in over a piece of cardboard every time.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. How was... No, go ahead.
Nah.
That's pretty cool. You lied about being homeless that last episode. That really helped juice our numbers.
Yeah. Hopefully people... You know what's the funny thing, too, is I was talking about all that stuff, and it was just me, like, my mic cutting out, my mic blown out, scuffed.
Thank God.
I sound really this is really hitting viewers home. I bet they're really paying attention to this episode and the life lessons.
Yeah,
that's happening.
Well, you made them all up, so who cares?
Yep, made it all up.
It wasn't even real. Yeah, if you're able to piece together the fucking stories Hunter was weaving last episode, actually Hunter comes from a trust fund, so don't listen to anything he has to say.
I wake up every morning wishing I was a trust fund baby so bad.
Bro, I saw I saw something about Eddie Murphy making 50 mil off that first special, and I'm like, what a dream. What a dream, dude. Only had to do two specials, and he's like, you know what? I'm done.
That's it for me.
Done
I'm
with
good.
This medium. Yeah, we're out of here.
I wish my life was a lot like the dude who shot that wrestler. The guy from Foxcatcher.
Forgot
his name. The DuPont family.
Mm.
I want to be that guy, and he's just mentally unwell, and he just likes looking at birds and like funding weird shit. And then one day I just drive up to one of my, it's like going to be like a, fuck it, I'll say wrestler. Be a wrestler for the Olympics.
Yeah.
And then I just shoot him in the chest, and I go to prison and kill myself.
Yeah.
But at least like I am like one of like the richest, most powerful families in the nation.
Yeah.
The DuPonts.
I wonder when they have that type of power and they see LA influencers stitching the DuPont logo onto jean jackets to like look cool. I wonder if they look at that and just think what I would give to hire someone to take this person out. You know, just like
take out the influencer?
Yeah, like don't put my fucking family on your stupid
little hat.
I think they're
like, it's boosting stacks is what they'd say.
Okay.
We're so in touch with the youth.
You think they care about that? I would think they.
I'm going to shoot someone in the chest 3 times.
Yeah, I would think they look at people like vermin, and they don't want people. You know.
Oh, I think that they still look at them like vermin, but they're just like, "This is good for us."
Mm, okay. Okay.
Because it makes the family name strong.
Yeah.
They say.
Yeah, making the family name strong. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
It's true. Where are we at on time?
Why, you got to go? You tired? No stamina today?
Oh, what happened, man? All right. Oh, fuck, but it's 32 minutes, but that's a lie.
No, I mean, there's part... Yeah, fuck. part of that was usable. Why, Hunt, you got to go?
No, I guess I don't have to. Just...
You gotta
low energy today, I guess. I don't know.
It's fine, bro. Stop. Okay? Just stop eating.
You sound like all the Taylor Swift fans in my quote tweets right now.
Because they're right.
It's true. I've had so many 12-year-old girls call me like absolutely like morbidly obese, fat fuck, worthless, waste of life today.
Yeah.
And it's been an eye-opener. That was the ticket I needed to make some real positive changes in my life.
If you get on the treadmill because Taylor Swift fans do it, I'll be forever fucking hurt. I'll be so mad at you because I actually care about you, and then you're like, nah, man. All this Twitter blowback got me reconsidering my life.
I got my feelings hurt. I couldn't believe that some random stranger would say some shit like that to me. I gotta make some changes.
How much you want to bet, man, that some of those people talking shit to you could put down a plate harder than you?
Oh, I mean, probably. I don't. The thing, too, is like, it's weird because...
Actually, no, I take that back. It's only really attractive people in their early 20s talking shit to you.
That's true. In their early 20s, all very respected in all the fields that they're in.
Yeah, they're all extremely intelligent, very smart, and really hot. Really hot.
The biggest thing that I got, though, the number one thing people say is... Like jobless.
Yeah.
That's what they say. Jobless. What does that mean? Where does that derive from?
You want a serious answer?
Yeah, actually I do. I'm legitimately curious because I was like.
No, I think it is a weird thing. Because people always clown you for having a regular job. You know, I think that's like an Aiden Ross fan type thing. Like, oh, go back to your fucking 9-to-5, pussy.
Yeah, we're drop shipping, making money over here.
Yeah, but then you have your own medium, you're self-employed, you run your own thing, and now it's like you're fucking jobless. I think it's like a weird default. Like when people don't have shit to say about you, they want to characterize you that way. Oh, you don't have a real job.
It's been funny seeing people... that have never heard of me, and then they Google me and they see that I'm like 42 or 43.
Oh, yeah. Dude, they're probably baited so hard.
So a lot of them have been saying like ugly ass 40-year-old man coming out here doing that. And I'm like, classic Google, dude. Deceptive.
Wow.
Deceptive.
Clowned.
Wow. Clowned. Clowned and clowned and trolled.
Cringed, dude.
Clowned and trolled.
Trolled. They fell for it, man.
Yeah, they did. I was going to ask, what did you do for Alina's birthday?
Oh, you know, man.
Did she turn the big 4-0? Can she come on the podcast and say what she did for her birthday?
She could, but I don't think she will.
Why?
Bro, you know my wife.
She's been on this podcast like more than anybody.
No, what I mean is, you know how she is. She finds her little spot, you know? She finds her little princess spot, and she's like, I'm not moving.
I feel you.
Yeah.
What did you guys do?
You know, took her to all her favorite things, took her to the Porsche Museum, took her to the track, you know, took a ride in a 911. That's stuff she really likes. then we worked on some cars together. She really likes that. And then, we just went, had breakfast at our favorite little spot, had a nice long sit over coffee, you know, just chatting. Then we had a cute little dinner. Then we had some chocolate cake. It was real straightforward. We watched WALL-E again. You know, we were thinking of you. as we were watching the whole thing, we're like, God, why does this remind me of Hunter?
Yeah, they even made Nick laugh in the back.
We're like,
in another room, dude.
We're like, God, why is this film just something about it? Like, we wanted to call you and FaceTime you. We just couldn't. We didn't know why, but yeah.
Mm.
So we watched WALL-E.
Yeah.
I think it was the robots that made us think of you.
Mm. I thought it was going to be the super, super fat people that can't get out of chairs and stuff. I thought that was the angle you were taking.
Oh, no, no, no. I think it was the connection that the robots had with each other. Yeah, it was like the way WALL-E cared about Eva, you know?
That's what it was. Yeah, I do represent. I do kind of look like WALL-E, huh? Was it kind of an emotional birthday? Because she turned. I feel like you told me she was turning the big 4-0. Is that true?
Yeah, you know, we were. She turned 40. We were going to pick out her casket and shit. You know,
that's unironically a video I'm doing next year. I'm going to deck out a casket for my grandma.
I mean, it was crazy. You know, Alina's really tapped in with all the, like, you know, Red Pill Alpha Male podcasts, and she put her hand on my shoulder and she smiled at me and she said, "Noel, the WALL, it's undefeated. I've hit it." And, you know.
I'm fucking mad at her, dude.
Really?
That's why I haven't smiled once.
Why?
I see all these things about her saying thank you to people who have reached out to say happy birthday to her. And I sent her a text and I said, "Hey, happy birthday," with a little rock on emoji. Yeah. Right?
Oh yeah.
Never got a fucking one response to it. Yeah, I was like, okay, what's a busy day? Maybe the next day. Nah. Yeah.
Now I saw her open that. Yeah, actually she opened it just like this. She went like and she put her phone down.
What number is this?
Now she's like, "Do you know
what area code is that?"
Look at that. And she Googled it and she was like, "Ew. Missouri." Yeah.
Ew. Delete, 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 delete.
Yikes.
Well, all I know is that, you know, feel free to, you know, let her know that I'm upset that there was no response. So
I won't, but I'll think about it.
I mean, I could try texting her phone, but I don't think that it's going to help anymore. I think
you're blocked.
I'll have to go to Walmart and get some more minutes for my phone and see if I can text her.
Yeah. Well, you won't be able to do that, man, because you're jobless. So
that is true. I have no job.
No, it was a cute little birthday.
Sounds fucking boring, dude.
Yeah, you're right. It sucked. We both.
I don't think it sucked. I just think it's boring.
What do you want?
Did she actually turn 40?
No, she didn't turn 40, dude.
How old did she turn?
39.
Did she actually? 39 years old?
No, bro. Come on, man. You know, she turned 18.
So many drastically different numbers come my way. I do. The 18 one out of all of them is definitely the most suspicious. But I do, because you're like 37.
I mean, I'm, you know, 37 going 38.
I can't tell if you're fucking with me, actually. I'm being completely sincere when I'm making these.
You're being sincere, bro?
Huh.
I am too.
Mm.
Nah,
I look older than you, though, dude.
Yeah, you do.
Good thing.
Yeah, you do.
And they said, you know what?
Like, boy? No.
What's bullshit is they said to me, the reason why I gained all this weight because they said fat don't crack. But it is cracking. It's cracking at the seams.
Really? What is it?
Hmm?
You look smooth to me.
Nah, dude, I look like a lumpy egg, like a hard-boiled egg.
That's why people get hungry when they watch this show. They're like, God, I really want to go to Starbucks right now and give me two hard-boiled eggs.
At Starbucks? They sell that?
Yeah, man. That's the... Dude, egg.
I'll tell you what I like from Starbucks. I like those sausage, cheddar, and egg sandwiches, dude.
Oh, those fucking nuclear options.
Yeah, like literally, exactly. It's made of like cardboard. They microwave it for like 10 seconds. They still it's got scalding hot in 10 seconds.
They still got Teflon in their food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. You know what? I think I'm going to get that tomorrow. I'm going to get that tomorrow.
I think you should. Bro, you didn't even let me. I mean, granted, the audio sucked, so who cared? But you didn't even let me. Actually, no, it didn't. It was fine. But you didn't let me get on my politician shit about Andy's. I'm still mad about that.
What are you talking about?
When we were at your house, and I started, you know, doing my little bit, and you're like, this shit sucks, and you interrupted me, and you're like, you
sound
like
Gokhan. Well, then finish it now. The setup was so long that I was like, it's like watching fucking,
yeah, I know,
like a man drowning.
I know, it sucked, I know.
Well, what was it? Do it then, now. They have all the, I won't interrupt anything.
I just want to say, it's nothing I love more than getting in a long drive-thru in the Midwest and seeing a young boy potentially on the spectrum making me a cup of that cream, that American cream. It just doesn't happen like that anymore. And I love it. I'm done.
It's like, it's so painfully quiet in this in this space. All I hear is the printer in the other room. Oh, God.
I'm not done. Allow me to say.
Yeah, that was good, dude.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
That's pretty fun. Yeah.
Oh, bro, I totally forgot to compliment the studio last episode.
Oh, did you?
Anyways, man, what the fuck did you do today?
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing of significance.
I did absolutely.
You posted that tune, and you fucking you just showed the world how much of a jobless 40-year-old piece of shit you are. That's what you did.
I posted the tune yesterday, and then today I've just been working on the next tune. Counting down the days, baby. Counting down the days.
Until what?
Well, I'm trying to take off all of December. So
oh, that's right. That's right.
It's been like a hell grind from November right now.
Not
but I want to take off all of December and celebrate my dirty 30 in Vegas, which you're invited to. I think yeah. I invited you to that. I couldn't remember.
Yeah, no, I silenced those texts, but yeah.
Yeah. I didn't text Alina, especially because
I mean, you know, come on. I told her don't read those.
Yeah. The only time she's ever responded to my texts is whenever you need money or something like that, but that's okay. Yeah, sorry about that. Just waiting. You know what my dream is right now?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna wake up.
Cut that. Sorry, go ahead. Let's just go ahead and cut that line. Hey. All right, go ahead, yeah.
I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to do absolutely nothing. Yeah. Not a single thing.
Yeah.
And this is not a joke, Noel.
Okay,
it's gonna be very hard to get a hold of me.
Nah.
I'm going to shut off my phone.
Are you actually?
I am literally going to shut off my phone. Harry is going to be my point of contact. The only reason he will even be able to contact me is because he works in the same building as me. I'm going to be playing League of Legends a lot. I'm going to be drinking excessively.
Am I allowed to contact you on Discord or something?
Do you have a Discord?
I have a Discord account. I will log in.
Let's find out the rules now. What are some reasons you would need to contact me?
To just check in? To talk to you? See how you're doing?
No. Is there any other reasons that you would need to contact me?
What if I need a plasma deposit?
There's probably plenty of people in LA donating plasma.
But I want yours.
It's yucky. It's dirty plasma.
It makes me feel powerful to have yours.
Mm. Well, let me tell you, it's going to be extremely hard. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do too, during, if I have to record this stupid fucking podcast during my break, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be in darkness. You hear that, Nick? We're going gangland style. I'm going to have the same lighting as fucking gangland. I'm going to have a voice modulator on and you won't even fucking know if it's me. You hear that, Nick? We're going to look into that to do that. And you, if you think I'm joking, you better have a fucking... No, no, not you, Nick. I'm talking to Noel. I'm saying, if you think I'm joking, you got a lot.
Nick is so
you got a wild surprise coming your way. Yeah, I know. He's skittish. I treat them very well, but they act like I hit them.
They act like I hit them? That's the greatest line ever.
They all fake these black eyes.
I mean, everyone acts like I hit them around here. I don't understand.
That was a very polite and nervous way of me asking, can I do the gangland approach for December? Yeah. I promise I will be in the recordings, but can I at least do the gangland thing?
Dude, stop trying to fucking cover. It's because you know those guys are going to come back out for your power and just shut your shit off. And all you're going to have is a fucking torch and your mobile hotspot. I'm doing the gangland bit.
I'm doing the, oops, my power's off again. Oopsie. That was fucked up that they cut that. That was very sad. I'm glad that's resolved. That was very annoying.
Yeah, no. I mean, if you want to do the gangland thing, I think that's fine. It's funny.
Okay, cool. We got the go ahead, Nick. We can do it.
Yeah. We're just gonna use this footage and fucking AI your mouth moving anyway. So yeah. It's turning you to a Five Nights at Freddy's situation.
I turn 30 soon, dude.
Does that fuck you up? You feel weird about that?
No. I think my wife is going to collapse in on herself though.
Because of the 30 number?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is Alina even 30? Alina's 30.
Bro, she is 19, dude. Come on.
I'm ironic. Are you not telling me because you don't want to be public?
What? No. She's 34, like me.
God, why did I think you were 37? I could have swore you said that you turned 37.
It's probably when I pulled my dick out on you at Vegas, and you're like, dude, that shit is... You're like 40, right? That thing's fucked up.
That's
right?
The biggest dick I've ever seen. Thanks, boss.
No, I wasn't going that way.
Oh. Oh, that's me neither. Yeah, me neither. You definitely didn't show me your dick in the Mirage bathroom in Las Vegas.
No. I definitely wasn't like, hey, Hunt, you want to see what the big man looks like? And then you were like, oh, and you shot back.
You know what's fucked up? You know how real that is that you did? That was the most dad flasher. That's like something that like a middle-aged flasher like you would actually say, you want to see what the big man looks like? What? Boom. There it is. Whipped it out of your fucking like Balenciaga pants with your fucking Nike sneaker sitting there. Thud.
Damn, I'm just picturing like some dudes from Glendale with ass tight fucking Balenciaga jeans pulling their little wieners out and just that process, how lackluster it is for the lady waiting. Just fucking...
I think that is just, if that's the case, probably happy about that paycheck coming her way, them Balenciaga pants.
Mm.
Probably not even looking at the cock, she's probably looking at the pants, I'd imagine. I know I would be.
I guess I associate that that level of fashion with faking it, like empty bank account.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I worked at a bank, that was something I noticed. That stereotype was mad true. Everyone who walked in with designer shit.
I'd like
shit,
to deposit this, like, all decked out at $17 until
no,
I
got... No, dude. It was always they were negative, and they're just getting their account back to above water. Always.
Yeah, but the fucking sick banks, dude. You guys have a total grip on society with these overdraft fees, dude.
Yeah. I'm for the banks. Clip it. Clip it and print it. I'm for the banks.
I am too, dude.
The banks are
tired of being fucking associated with all these poor uggos, dude.
Yeah,
I want to be a sexy rich boy.
Put me in with the Roths, Childs.
The Rocks, Childs.
Roth, R-O-T-H.
Oh, like a Roth IRA.
Now the Rothschilds, man.
What's the Rothschilds,
dude?
Like Tim Roth, the actor. What the fuck are the Roths?
The Rothschilds, man. That's like that's up there with the DuPont family.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know,
like one of the most richest families in America or something like that?
The Rothschilds established the banking business in the 1700s, man.
That's a long business, dude.
See that? That's grandpa right there. That's grandpa right there.
We know, buddy. Dude, if you're fucking, if your company is that old and you have that fucking stupid ass, like, Hobbit leaf as your logo.
I know. Come on, man.
Unfucking believable. You're... Rothschild Coffee and Kitchen?
Nah, that ain't right. That can't be right. Bro, this type of power must feel so insane. When you're 12 and your family, your dad says, hey, son, we got a lot of fucking money. You must feel
My dad said that to me when I was younger. He just got like a job that paid like $15 an hour. Hey, son.
Yeah.
We got a lot of fucking money.
Thank you, Daddy.
All right. We're about to be all right.
I love you, Daddy. I love you, Daddy.
Yeah. Is that
I
why
love you, Daddy.
Is that why you make Nick say I love you, Daddy, after, you know, he sets up gear and stuff?
He just started saying that by himself. I never even asked him to say that.
I thought that was unique.
Yeah, it is pretty fucking unique. I've asked him to stop probably every day and he won't. So.
Yeah, I just thought that was appreciation then.
He also keeps doing this weird joke about like Rick from Rick and Morty having sex with Morty. Mm. That's like been really on the studio lately too.
Yeah. Is that why he asked if you guys could dress as Rick and Morty for the Halloween party?
Maybe. I don't know. You want to hear an impression of what he says?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, jeez, Rick. Oh, fuck, Rick. Oh, shit, Rick. Oh, shit, Rick. I think I'm gonna.
Morty, don't do it, Morty.
I think I'm gonna.
He does every day in the studio.
That's a crazy thing to do at 9 a.m., man.
I know, man. Weird way to start the... I just asked him, like, dude, can I just get some fucking Folgers and, like, start working? Like, why do I have to go through all this stuff every day?
Yeah.
No? He does. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
I barely leave my fucking office when he's here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, you know, you like when you, like, walk into school in high school and there's just that kid, you know, they're like, yo, what's up, man? And he just has to start moaning. It's kind of that same vibe. Yeah. Yeah. And you're like, come on, man.
Come on, man. I just got here.
Well, what?
That's my impression of 12-year-old Noel going to school. Come on, man. I just got here.
Yeah.
Shit, motherfucker.
Nailed it.
Hey.
Nailed it.
Hey, hold off on that hang dang, dog.
Nailed it.
Real. Pop and squat, get out my face, bruh.
Nailed it.
Thank you.
Nailed it, man.
Come on, cuz.
Bang on.
Bang on, bro. Bang yeah. on.
Bang on. Nailed it.
I watched the newest, that new episode of The Curse, that new Nathan Fielder and Emma Stone show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How is it?
And I enjoyed it.
I was going to start it.
It's fun. Yeah, it's definitely a Safdie brother production thing. You can tell
Wait,
their influence comes in.
Let me cringe you out. You know
what up, dog?
Let me cringe you out, bro.
Dab me out, dog.
You want some dab?
Yo, dab me out, dog.
You know what's funny is a dude I went to junior high with.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I dapped him up, and then I snapped after I dapped him up. I went, bop, the rock. I let my hand go on it. And he looked at me, and he just said, hey, man, don't snap. And I was like, huh? He's like, nah, I'm for real. Don't snap after you dap me up. And I was like, all right, okay. Sorry, man. And I never did that shit again.
Time?
Yeah, this guy. Time. All right, well, that's it for, you know, Hunter's Low Energy episode. He ruined this episode. Bye.
I ruined the episode. Bye.